dropped my purse on the ground, and I was like, shit. And I was looking for it, and we couldn't fucking find it. It was like six things of Molly.
One, two, three, four.
Welcome to Real Talk Sundays, a podcast for the people, by the people.
Because some people can't handle real talk no matter what day it is.
But we're going to dive in headfirst into this, and we have a fucking lot to talk about.
Like, that's true.
I am so stoked for the next few episodes. I'm also stoked for December, like wrapping up this 2023 year. It's going to be...
Fuck, it's going to be the end of 2023. Mm-hmm. That's wild, man.
This was a fucking year. We're not there yet. We'll get there.
We'll get there.
But yeah. We need to go back to your birthday month. Like, we need to talk about this hoe's birthday. She tried to sneak out of it. Like,
oh, no, so... It was like a birthday month. You're right. It was a great few weeks.
It should be a birthday month.
We recorded a birthday episode. We're transparent here. We're authentic.
Real Talk Sundays.
It's a learning curve. So we recorded with our new microphones that we were so excited about. And we're still excited about them. They're going to be great on the road and out of the house, out of the studio.
I'm going to fuck with them on, to be honest with you. We're going to see what happens. I'm that excited about them.
They're great. They have a little poofy thing at the top. Yeah. So cute. So we use those because we're like, this is cool. And it did not turn out good. But we had some good shit on there. Like when we were yelling at the neighbors that were having a party and they didn't invite us. That was sad. But whatever. Here nor there. We had a combined birthday. Great party until I got sick and threw up everywhere. But I mean, I've evolved since then. I've taken a reflection on that.
Yeah.
So 35,
beautiful.
Don't drink without eating and over drink and throw up. That's the talk.
It's really gross.
Don't worry. But I will say, my mom literally told me the next day, she was like, Kayla loves you.
She loves. Like, I think I texted you.
Yeah, like loves you.
Suck that bitch's clit.
It's like, oh my god, she but loves you. Literally, my mom was like almost in tears because she like not. I mean, my mom already knew that Kayla loves me, but like, I think as a mom, seeing your partner take care of you in that way, unconditionally, was really cool for her to see. So that was really a good moment out of it, I'd guess. Not for me. I was sick. But anyways, great party before that. Have no complaints. There was like a ton of people there. It was great. We interviewed people with our mics.
Yeah.
I think those were good, but we're not going to use it. Whatever.
The clips.
Again, learning curve. Yeah. We were trying new things out.
And we liked what we were trying out.
Yeah. So women and men being friends is a hit. Yeah. I'm just saying. People are into it.
We're going to ask that till we're blue.
Yeah.
And we already know the answer. But
And then the next weekend, or 2 weeks after that, was my actual birthday. What did we do? We went to dinner at Ling and Louie's. That was super fun. Super chill. Loved it. And then the next weekend,
everybody got to sit around and say what we loved most about
And it was great. And Amanda loves my teeth, is what we found out.
Fuck you. I love your teeth.
Fuck you. I don't care about your personality. I love your fucking white your teeth are. That's what she said. You know what's funny is she says these whole long things of why she loves other people. And then it's like, why am I your best friend? Because these other people have all these great qualities, but you just love my teeth. It's really weird.
We hurt those
But then the next weekend was actually, I felt like that next weekend was kind of my birthday because it was shopping for wedding dresses and we made it a whole day with my favorite people and it was just the best time. No stress, no drama.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Literally, we walk into that first bridal shop. It's fab. Let's be real. It's downtown.
I was like, gosh, I wish we could do like the first group's vibe and location and just essence with the second group's charisma and selection. You know what I mean?
Because it was more my vibe. It was like bougie, chandelier vibe, like stuff like that. And then I only tried on four dresses there. You know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it was quick.
It was quick, but the one we thought was the one, they're like, don't worry, we can put a thing in front of here. And it was like, my boobs were out so bad. Looking back, I'm like, yeah, that looked great in the moment. But once you saw the other shit, you're like, that wasn't that good, you know? So then we went to the second place. Oh, cut on that, the first place had champagne.
First place had champagne.
So then we went to brunch and had more champagne, and everyone said what they loved about me again. That was great. My sister-in-law cried. Yeah, that was a breakthrough.
That bitch listens
now. My sister-in-law listens now, and she was not a supporter in the beginning, and that's kind of something to touch on, that she was like, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, cool, glad you guys are doing that. And now she's listening. She, bitch, called me on Monday and was like, just so you know, Italy is not 16 hours away. I was like, are you calling me? That sounds like a text to me.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I'm just telling you, that's not. Paris was this long, and, you know, telling me all the facts. And I'm like, cool. But, like, why are you calling me about that? And she's like, I just wanted to let you know I'm listening right now. So she's been listening hardcore, which is super cool. I was like, cool.
Any chance to correct your ass. No. Nope.
I was just like, what the fuck? Nope,
not that reason.
So anyways, moral of the story is she's listening, which is pretty cool.
What up, bitch?
Shout out to the sister-in-law. And so she had some nice things.
How long
of a
flight is it?
To Italy? I don't know. I was trying to tell her that. I was trying to tell her that in total it's probably 16, like, with layovers and stuff like that. But I... she said Paris is about 8 hours and something. So if you add on a little bit for Italy, it's probably.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's that. Great brunch. Then we went to the second place and they just had the welcome. Oh my God. We're so glad you're here. That vibe.
I will say, like, when Dutch I first walked in, I got like a little stank on it. I was like, there's so many people here. This isn't an exclusive experience. But then they showed us the room.
Yes. It had flowers all around. I was like, the walls.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Yeah. It reminds me of Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
But for wedding dresses.
Very more, much more transactional. Yeah. So they were like, come on, come on. But it was a vibe.
So we're in the room and I'm telling her my boobs are huge, essentially, you know, kind of
essentially, literally
piggybacking off of our boob episode. I was very
racks on
conscious
racks
about it, or I was having anxiety that, you know, I had dreams the night before, like, oh, they're not going to fit right. You know, that was my fear. And I was telling her this, and she's young. She was great. Shout out to Ellie. I can say her name.
Shout out to BB Bridal,
and BB Bridal. They were amazing. And she's like, hey, like, I'm not trying to push you. If you think this, like, that's your feelings, you know, you want to go with what you think, but please take your bra off. And I was like, what? And she was like, if you could trust me, just take it off and let me show you.
Yeah.
And so she does it. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, literally jaw drops, like, first dress. I'm just like, what do you mean? How is this holding my boobs? Like, I could not. It felt like body dysmorphia almost. And so, anyway, so she thought I had body dysmorphia. I really don't, but that's how it felt in the moment. And so we go out and we go in and you guys are like, and you could not believe I did not have a bra on. Your face was like, no bra? Yeah. And I was like, no bra, dude. Like, no panty crew. No bra, dude. It was wild, and I was just looking around just like, this is insane.
Yeah.
So really trust your people that are helping you at the bridal shop. They do this every day. No matter what your fears are or your insecurities, it's not real.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is made for you. But I will say the place before that did not cater to the plus size curve, the plus size vibe. She never said, let me show you something like this. She never did that. She had me try something on that was not even close. Yeah. Do you remember that? She's like, can you try this? And I'm like, no. Like, instantly. And so
And it completely just opened up your...
We tried on how many did I try on there? Seven. I tried on 11 total. So seven at that place. And all
of them... They were like, let's get another one. You like this one? You love this one? Great. Yeah. Let's go get another one. Which is, you want to take cracks at the bat, right? You're doing this one time. Mm-hmm. It just opened up a whole new realm that you never thought in a million years that you would fit into. Halters, strapless. Like, we were trying on shit we never thought we would see you, and you never thought you would see you. And they looked great.
There were so many that looked so good that I was so shook, as the kids would say. Because it's like, how does that look good? And then the one that didn't look the best, but I really will always remember it, is the one right when she put it on, I was like, is this Bridgerton vibes or just me? Dude. And it was like, my tits were up to my neck.
It was like a corset fit. Like
Bridgerton. And I was like, fuck, this is like, if I was into showing my boobs, Yeah. That would be something, but I'm not.
That's all you saw, tits first. You're like, oh, congratulations.
I looked at her in the room.
On a day of wedding.
When we're in the room, and I go, I'd be chosen on Bridgerton. She's like, yeah,
bro,
you would.
Supple ass titties, dude. You tits were so great. So are we not, like, what kind of cut? Or, like, what are we?
We went with a strapless. Yes. I will say that nobody thought. She made me try it on at the end. And I thought I had the dress in mind. And she's like, can we try one more? And I was like,
it ate.
And then she did, and I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I went into this saying, I will not wear a strapless. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because
threw away the dream.
On my maid of honor's wedding, Shayla, shout out to you. Love you, boo. By the way, she started watching Sex and City. We'll get to that in another time. But she had us, we had strapless made, or, you know, my maid of honor dress was a strapless. And I remember people judging me, and the Mormon people that she had at her wedding were just like, it was dirty looks, jaws dropped, you know. And because I wore a corset under it, they were so high up, but it obviously didn't fit right. You're not going to get your bridesmaid's dress altered, let's be real. So my tits
But
I'm just saying, like, my tits were so high, and I was younger then, like, you know, they were freaking up there. And I'm just so sad about that, because I honestly hated that look. And, oh, not your wedding, Shay. You know what I mean? Like, for myself, when she has pictures posted, like, in a frame, or I don't want to see it, because it looks, it's like my boobs are out, and then there's that crease on the side. Mm-hmm. It's just not a good look. So I think I have PTSD from that.
Yeah.
But not in this dress, just so everyone knows.
This dress, like,
it's princess / classy / I don't know. It's everything I ever wanted, and then I got a veil, and I never said I'd have a veil.
The dress, yeah, dude, she came through. It looked so fucking good. It just looks so good. The illusion of the dress, too, that it gives is so flattering, and it truly just, your waist is so fucking small, and it's so great, and I'm so excited for you.
I do want to mention our friend Casey the whole fucking time.
Fucking Casey.
So do you guys have champagne?
This place is at fucking champagne.
And she was pretty lit by the time we got
there.
We
were fucking lit.
And the ladies go, we don't have any. We're all out.
So sorry.
And she's like, I had champagne here when my sister got her dress. And I'm like, fucking stop. I'm normally not like, oh, you know, calm it down. But I was like, that's enough. Like, and then they go, let us take you into the celebration room. And she goes, is there champagne here?
No, but they had snacks. I fucking annihilated their snacks.
Yeah,
sodas, water, sweet tea, bitch pictures. It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great time. Everyone had a great time. My mom, Shayla captured these pictures of me and my mom, and it's just the sweetest thing. Mm. Like, my mom, that's all that matters. My mom had the best time. That was the goal. She loved it. So
day with the girls. It was very fab. Mm-hmm. That was not my day. Like, I was like, I love this for my best friend, because fuck, this is such a vibe. Like, it was just so, and it was so easy.
Yeah.
All day was so easy, so flow. We all get along, so it wasn't anything shitty. And it was just so great. And I just fucking can't wait. If that was just the fitting, let's fucking go.
I know, dude.
I'm not even mad. I'm gonna fucking balls out at your wedding right now. I mean, at your bachelorette first, of course. My balls will, in fact, come out. But your wedding, I'm so stoked for your wedding. I'm excited to be a part of it. I'm excited you're just going to look like you're floating on a cloud. Ugh. It's so great. You're going to look amazing.
It's so far away, but so...
Yeah, no, it's right. Fucking, it's nuts.
Ugh, and I booked the makeup artist. That's an update.
You're checking shit off.
They're fucking fire, though. Hannah, shout out to Hannah. I don't know your last name right now, but...
We'll at you.
Oh my god, I've been showing people, and they're like, Hannah, though. Like, people are like, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing in life, but who was her mentor? I don't know. So
shit's so fucking expensive, you guys. Like, oh my god, I love you. I'm so excited for your wedding, because it's your own fucking money. You can do with your pussy what you want. It's your fucking dollar.
Amanda,
holy shit.
I don't think I have enough money for my wedding.
Ugh, how much you need?
Sorry, that's an inside
joke. How much you need, baby girl?
Podcasts don't like inside jokes, but Amanda's got money, and she's been giving it away, so that's my new thing.
My god,
I go,
it's my pussy. I do what I want.
I think I can't pay my mortgage.
And this bitch doesn't think she's one already benefited from my come up more than my friends and other friends. And two, you don't think I'm going to fucking throw some shit out the back of my ass for your shit. You're out of your mind.
I'm just being funny.
Are those ducks?
Yes, they are.
are those congratulations, Val and Kaylee, and drones?
Yes, it is. You're welcome.
I didn't mean for you to take it like that. God. That was funny.
No. Oh,
I love that. Are those real diamonds?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are we going to Italy?
No. I am. No. I'm going to Greece and back with my mom, my best friend.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Your mom can suck a dick about that trip. Listen. This bitch goes, if you guys go to Puerto Vallarta for your honeymoon, how about I'll just be there, but I'll come like the other side.
I will be, you won't fucking see me, except at the airport when I say, hasta pronto, and fucking at the airport when I say, hi guys, what a week, that was crazy. You won't hear no panda, you won't see no panda, and you will not speak to no panda unless you want to. I just want to fucking go. This is what my mom said when she got married and she went to Hawaii. I was like, please, can I be on the other side of the island? She's like, you're 16. No. I was so mad at her for not taking me on her honeymoon.
Should've taken
me. My God. Selfish bitch.
Kayla's face says you might be able to go.
I think we'd all benefit if I went, but your honeymoon, your choice.
You know what we could do? First class.
If I pay to upgrade you, okay.
First class.
If I pay to upgrade you to first class, will you take me? Can you let me go with you?
Babe?
Yeah. I don't know.
Separate room on a resort, that's different. You could go wherever you please.
Of course I go.
You go wherever you please. You know what I mean?
Anyways, it's just nice to have that accountability in case I don't make it back. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't show up at the airport, you guys would send help. And that might happen. So sleep on it. Think about it. And, you know.
You already know my answer. I have to get approval, okay?
But I'm just saying, I think it'd be a great time.
Moral of the story is?
It was a great month for you.
Oh, and I won $5,000.
Dude.
Oh, bro.
That's like the best part. Wait, what?
I owe my parents $1,000, but that's here nor there.
Boise still State, netting like $4,200.
Boise State
bucks,
fucking dude. Season tickets gone, right? But it was such a vibe, dude. Spokane, Washington, and Indian Casino, Northern Quest. Shout out.
So lucky.
Fucking nice place, dude. If we can't make it to Vegas, we're going there. You were supposed to meet me there and you didn't. Mm-mm. Shocker. I was like, when will he be here? And you're like, oh, I'm not going to make it.
I rolled up at like fucking midnight. 1
but I was still awake. That's when I won. No, that's when I won, was right before 1 a.m. on an Aladdin genie game. It's really not called Aladdin. Don't quote me on that. But it was a genie and great vibes. Dude, I fucking won $5,000. It is
like half
is.
Your fucking budget right there.
It is. Because I was honestly, and this is Real Talk Sunday, I was getting a little worried of how I was going to save all of that money because I'm really bad at saving. And when my dad told my mom, she was asleep and she woke up and she's like, what? And he's like, Valerie just won $5,000 at the casino. And she goes, oh, thank God. That was her response. It wasn't like, that's so amazing. It was like, oh, thank God. And so my mom knows me.
Ask us for money.
I know. My mom knows me to the core and she knows it was not going to be a good thing. Mm. So we're banking on that. And then I get a bonus in December, and we're pretty much over halfway there. But you know how, like, random shit's going to come up.
I'm telling you right now, Val, okay, money is abundant. It will find you. It will find us. You better believe it's going to find us soon.
It is abundant. I think we're going to be popping off by next June.
I'm just saying. No matter how this money finds you, it will find you.
Do you think Skims will sponsor my wedding? I mean, our wedding?
I mean,
Skims? Hello? I'm just saying that would be cool. All the bridesmaids wear Skim under their dress. Mm. Just promoting it, Kim, right now.
I'll just like send you a little thing. See if you just sign it if you want to. I don't know. I'd love to. Oh, I'm super excited for that. And your bachelorette party is going to be tits up. Good. I'm so excited for that.
We're going to record during that for sure.
The thing is, like, we love us some Vegas. Yeah. We love us a lot of Vegas.
Vegas
we
does really us do. Right. Yeah.
It does us right every fucking time.
We're going to get a cabana. We're going to have all the things.
We've been there many times, but I've never been there for a bachelorette party.
Oh, that's true. Me either.
I think I've been there for a birthday, kind of, but it wasn't like to celebrate one person's birthday. We were just like, oh, it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
But like, I turned 21 there, and it wasn't even about my birthday. It was just I got free drinks while we were out, but it was just, it was crazy. Vegas. But for an actual cliche style, even like bachelorette party. I'm super stoked for that. As cliche as it sounds,
bro, I got engaged in Vegas and bachelorette. Like that's wild.
I'm excited for the doorways to open up for me.
Cabana. Anyone want to sponsor a cabana? We're good with that too. Yeah.
And also, I'm excited to go to like a strip show. I want to. I've never been because every time I go to Vegas, I'm too fucked up to do anything. Yeah. Or I mean, when I was younger, I was too broke to like book a show.
Even though shows are really not that expensive, but when
because
you're
20s, we have adult money now,
you're
like,
do I pay for this for $65
my drinks? No. I'm gonna get an eight ball. Like, come on. Like, I want to have a good time.
Drugs
but
or show.
Now that I'm older, I'm like, oh, I'd love to take in a show. That buffet,
bro. But I think that's
bro.
What the point of I'm Vegas is that a lot of people again. Don't utilize unless you're old, and that's not discriminating, is the shows. People turn to an age to where they're like, wait, what am I doing? Oh, I want to experience what Vegas is really all about. Mm-hmm. And their shows is what they're really all about. Yeah, the shows are unreal. Some are super funny. Some have the acrobats. Like, it's crazy. I don't know. Me and Kayla and my mom went to the show and they loved it.
You guys went to concerts there?
I've been to concerts. Bruno Mars twice. Big deal.
Very excited to that and then to touch maybe like people's abs. In there, my face. I also want to meet up with you, with Kayla too. I don't think that's fair that I can't experience like go bounce over
to
hers.
You can go to the strip club with them. They're going to the real strip club.
I
want to
bounce over to hers
and
like go to the strip club with her, and then I want to bounce back to you and be like, "Oh my god, it's so great!"
I think that's totally fine because like Cecilia, I mean, might want to come hang out with me, and then you might want to go hang out with Kayla.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll do
a
strip club night. We'll just swapsies. Yeah, I remember there's a couple strip clubs in Vegas. There's one I went to off the strip, dude. Oh, my God. I remember when I went to, so they pick you up, they get you on the strip, right? They're like, we're going to pick your girls up in a fucking stretch limo. As they pick us up in a limo, take us off the strip, and you're like, oh, my God. The Real Men of OG, I think is what it was called. And we go there, and downstairs is the female one, upstairs is the male one, and there's all night, and it is a great round. It's a racket. But I remember we went there, and this older stripper, like clearly the older Ken, came up to me and was like, oh, hey, and I was like, hi, and like, sure, danced on me for a little bit, which I was like, okay, and of course I'm going to entertain it because it was fucking great. Oh shit, I did go for a bachelorette party.
Oh god damn.
Oh yeah, nope, just came
I
back
I was
to
getting
me.
All excited like that was going to be your first
nope,
time.
Just came back to me. Yep, okay. Well, we'll tuck that one away.
Who
anyways,
was it?
Brandy.
That doesn't
count.
Doesn't count.
They're divorced now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's how I feel, honestly.
So you have your husbands, then you have your first husbands, and then you have your second husbands. But you're getting a wife, so it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
So it didn't really count. But yeah, they were like, it was great. I let him dance on me for a little bit. And I remember, too, I bought fucking Molly for everybody.
Yeah.
And I brought it in this little fucking...
I do remember that.
And I wrapped it up because I was all, like, scared somebody was going to confiscate it for fucking what? Or they were going to look through my shit or something. And I wrapped it up in a little gum wrapper or something. And I put it in my purse. And then we get there, and everyone's, like, waiting, you know, the perfect time to take their Molly, and this guy's like dancing on me, and I remember I come back from the bathroom and I like dropped my purse on the ground and I was like, shit, and I was looking for it and we couldn't fucking find it. It was like six things of Molly, and I was like, it's fucking here, give me your flashlight. And I was on the floor and this guy was walking around sweeping, like, just, it was a super clean strip club, it was really great, but like, and I was freaking out. Fucking never found it,
dude.
Oh,
no.
I was so pissed. Everyone was so mad at me, dude. Everyone was so mad at me. I was like, we just gotta find the guys with the CDs. They'll sell us some fucking drugs. Like, and they're like, no, we gave you our money. And they were like, can we have our money back? And I was like, fuck, dude.
You're like, I don't have any money.
I spent it on the drugs that I lost. I'm sorry. And we're walking out, right? Because they give you a free ride back to the strip. We're walking out, and the bouncer comes out. He's like, ma'am, you need to pay that dancer for a dance. I said, excuse me? He was like, you were given a dance. And
but
you
I didn't
need to
ask for
I
it.
I said, it was unsolicited, and he's old. And the guy was like, I watched you, and the guy, this little stripper comes out, and he was like, you owe me money. And I was like, the fuck? So I paid him like $35. And I was like, at the time, I was like, fuck it. But, you know, I was in sales, so I was like, fucking, but I was so mad. I was like, I'm never coming back. And I've never been back. I will not give the real men emoji until my fucking money.
2024.
I mean, unless we're going to stay downstairs for the ladies, like, in which case, I haven't been there for the ladies, so I'll come back for that. But, like, at the end of the day, I was like, what the fuck? Because you got to tip the limo driver, you got to do all this shit. I'm trying to show these girls, like, the time. I just lost, like, $120 in fucking drugs, man. Yeah. I'm sad right now. I don't want to pay you more money. You didn't do anything for me. So I was pissed about that. But other than that, I'm just really excited. I'm just really excited for you, for me. Yeah. So it's going to be a great vibe. Any words of wisdom now that you are 35?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And you're
have
still
those.
Alive.
I do want to say those.
You've surpassed a lot of people, so I'm
These
very
are
excited
good.
For you.
Thanks so much. I'm going to do this just like I did last time. Mm. Listen to your best friend when she tells you you are changing your personality, like, to the personality of your partner. Mm. That's real. That's real, just so everyone knows. The camera's not on, and I'm fucking looking towards
Listen
it.
To your best friend.
When your best friend is telling you you're making a bad decision, listen.
Would you have told me? Okay, never mind. We'll come back to that one.
Eat a meal with a lot of carbs before you drink. That's given. Another one. Be yourself. Mm. If you don't love yourself, you will encounter more hurt. That's real. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Listen to my advice.
Facts on facts on facts on facts.
This one's heartfelt. Spend as much time as you can with your grandparents/parents as you can if you have a good relationship with them.
Yeah.
No toxic Non-toxic. Shit.
Non-toxic. I'm serious, though. Call your grandmama.
Yeah.
Call your grandma.
That is one thing I wish I had. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't believe in the same things doesn't mean you can't be together or be friends. I mean, that was kind
of... Yeah, it's real. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
it's true. It's no, true. But it's true. Like... Me and Kayla, she's religious and I'm not, like, and look, we're over 7 years in and we're getting married. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but we will have a prayer at the ceremony. Yeah. You're going to recite a prayer, but I'm okay with that because I love her. But, like, if I had the choice, I wouldn't have a prayer. You know what I mean?
It's both your weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited to say that prayer.
Yeah.
For you guys. I'm gonna kill it. Well, you know what I mean?
No, you are. Really
good. I'm going to peacefully recite it.
Yes.
So, it's going to be great.
No, I'm just saying, like, you can compromise on those things. And I think people really have to do that. And it's almost so weird, but what I've noticed, and I think I mentioned this in the episode that didn't make it, is people that go to the gym religiously, they will not be with somebody unless they go to the gym with them religiously too, which I get that because it's like a hobby at the same time and like your fitness, but...
Or they like, I want a partner who cares
about their body.
Like,
yeah, yeah. We would not have made it with some people like that. No. Now maybe because we're into our fitness.
There's even some guys that I'm like talking to now. I'm dating. I'm like, nope.
Save that for the next episode. Yeah,
we're not compatible.
But you don't have to have the same beliefs. I truly believe that because our beliefs are way different. Mm-hmm. Even our beliefs are different sometimes.
Yeah,
and that's part of what makes our podcast
we
good.
Do not consider our beliefs, our ideas, our ideologies, anything to represent our personalities and who we
and
are.
And if we're a good person or
it
not.
It doesn't identify who we are as people. It's just shit we believe in, shit we do. And so that's the hard part. When I say, I don't like your opinion on that matter, I'm not saying I don't like you as a person, Val.
Yeah.
I'm saying I don't like your opinion on that. We agree to disagree. We have a discussion about it. Like, give yourself a chance. And that's what this whole podcast is fucking all about. Like, we don't agree on shit half the time. We're fucking best friends. You don't have to. So... Yeah, you are not your thoughts, beliefs, ideas.
Just like how she thinks Justin Timberlake's the reason why Britney Spears is fucked up.
Bro.
We're not going into it, but that is...
She just paraphrased so that she could save her ass on that one.
But I'm just saying that's...
Why don't you restate it? Try again. Let's try again.
She thinks Justin Timberlake doesn't speak out for women and we're in his place where he's at in the Super Bowl with Janet Jackson, blah, blah, blah. I agree with that, but I don't agree with the Britney Spears
that
shit.
That he had a heavy hand in her fucking conservatorship.
I will only agree with the Janet Jackson shit.
Apologized for it on Twitter.
Why does she play his music in the background when she's doing her dances then?
She's Cuckoo Bird Banana Pants.
That's not fair to say about her. How do you know?
But I'm saying the reason going into that conservatorship, he absolutely abandoned her.
You don't know
her,
any of these people.
So. No, thank God. But no thanks. All this to say, happy birthday, Val. I'm just so happy for you.
Thank you. I think
35 looks swell. You're going to have this fucking next year is going to
be great. 2024. I mean, 2023 was good, but...
This is about to be so good.
Old age, man.
Dude, I'm just hoping the world stays alive long enough for us to just have a great year. Oh my God,
don't say that. Our wedding won't happen, babe, if the world doesn't get it together.
Yeah, it will.
Babe?
Yeah, it will.
Do you care?
Because I'm ordained. We'll just fucking do it right here. We'll do it right fucking here in your fucking backyard if we need to. Do you? Cool. Do you? All right, bow your heads. Let's go. Like, we're fucking doing. We're getting you married no matter what.
We'll have DJ Jolly in the backyard.
Just playing fucking Justin Timberlake.
Ain't nobody gonna take my spot.
Oh, I love you, Barry. Yeah, you're gonna look great. You just fucking wear your wedding dress in your backyard, dude. It's on, dude.
In every other spot.
Oh, no. I'll pick it up for you. That'll be my wedding gift. I'll hire someone to come pick up your fucking dog poop.
All right.
Thank you for joining us, you guys. But we're excited to come back with a vengeance. Yes. We're just gonna open this ass up. It's gonna be great. Yeah, so on our Instagram and also just on our website, realtalksundays.com, just scroll down to the bottom, what should we talk about, and fucking submit whatever, DM us on Insta, our fucking TikToks, you know, just for the people, by the people. So if you have any future topics or episodes, you just want to throw out our Snapchat to Real Talk Sundays Podcast Snapchat. It is managed by yours truly. All right. So you can at me whatever.
Dick pics. Bring them on.
Up to all of it. Clit pics, dick pics. Let's go. Okay. I'm taking pics and licking glitz. Let's do this. But all I want to say is we're open to talk about whatever. And some of this shit is controversial, but we're two people. Like, if we don't know about it, we were even talking about this earlier. We don't know about it. We'll bring on somebody who does. Mm-hmm. And if you're that somebody who does and is an expert in your field, all right, let's fucking sit with it. You don't got to be a celebrity. I don't give a fuck about your following. Yeah. I give a fuck if you're educated, right? So we're super excited for that. But yeah, this is for the people by the people. So if y'all want to talk about anything, and our friends still gave us a long list of good shit to talk about. And we're still eating through that list. So super excited about that. But our musical artist for this episode, this song is called Good Enough. It's by Alan Rayman, Alan Rayman, Good Enough. Enjoy your smooth jams.